Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. Guys, things are crazy our end, and I just wanted to give you some heads up of everything that is happening and of course invite you to our first prospecting and outreach summit. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. So, you know, we got the idea a week ago, and we said, let's do a summit. And we had only 4 weeks to build this from scratch. And I'm like, wow, that's miracles. So day one, we bought the domain. Day two, we bought the WordPress team. I went to Malta for a week. So that was like a delay for me. But anyway, we actually have 12 or 13 speakers booked for the first prospecting summit. And I wanted to share my thoughts on how that went, because yeah, eventually you're gonna have to create an event, so try to steal my thoughts and some insights and not do the same mistakes. Well, first things first, I'm always in favor of building long-lasting relationship, and I don't know how many times I've repeated that, but it pays out. For example, now for the summit, we've put a public call for speakers. It was like on LinkedIn, on social media, everywhere. Of course, we gave them 1 week to apply, because the whole time frame we have is 4 weeks. And I got 3 or 4 applicants out of that. I didn't knew them, so I was looking at them for the first time. So it was a bit scary, because I don't know them. Are they good? Are they bad? Can they deliver? Are they good at what they're doing? So really crazy stuff. Next thing was that, well, I cannot have a summit with 4 people, so I started going to my network. Priority number one, meetalfred.com. I just called Martin, like, Martin, we're doing a summit. Would you be interested in a speaker? He's like, of course, I can talk about insights on automation and the prospecting. I can talk about a lot of stuff that could help your audience. I was like, okay, that's really good. Then I went to another friend of mine who is a consultant into lead generation in Austria. I was like, Jürgen, he's even our client. So I said, you do very great results when it comes to the DACH region in the lead generation. Would you be interested talking about it? He's like, sure, I can actually provide some really good insights. And that's how I got to more than 10 speakers, guys. There's going to be one person that's going to talk about podcasting and how podcasts can be used in the sales channel to get even better results. There's going to be a guy that has some really nice framework for cold calling, and that's something that I think that we all need to learn about. I do have some additional automation tools that speakers, owners of automation tools, and I even have people that are going to talk about the content part, what kind of messages, at what stage, and how to ask the right questions. So now that I have between 10 and 14, I don't know the exact number, guys, I'm driving, I need to figure out how to organize them. Should I group them into topics like automation, 2-3 people, then consultancy, 2-3 people, as a service, 2-3 people? But then I actually had a better idea. Since I have speakers from around the world, why don't I make it an international? So in the morning, I want to invite the people from Australia so they can start talking, because for them, it's already afternoon. So they can do a perfect timing and deliver their presentations. Daytime, we have speakers from Austria, Ireland, UK. We have from Serbia, from Macedonia, of course. Austria, did I mention it? So daytime, they can actually talk about their insights and share the expertise. And then after 2-3 p.m., we can actually have the U.S. and Canada people talking. So we would have 4-5 people from speakers from Canada and from U.S. Well, for them, it will be morning, so it will be perfect for them to give the presentation. And that sounds really as an international event, having people talking from morning till afternoon. And of course, you won't be able to listen all of the the sessions, because it's really a holiday activity and you really need to be in Europe to catch them all. But the goal is that, yeah, we're gonna record them and we're gonna make them available for the next 1, 2, 3, 5 days so people can choose what they want to listen. So that's it, guys. We have the summit speakers ready. We've started preparing. We're now asking for some pictures, description. We're working with them closely to define the topics. And really, I've realized that more than half, 80, 70% of all the speakers are from a personal relationship. Either I've been their client, either they're clients of us, or they're partners or collaborators. But at the end of the day, when I decided to do a summit, it's again based on the previous relationship that I've built with other people from around the world. So it's never late to start building relationships. And guys, it's official. 15th of November, I'm officially inviting you, all the speakers, to come to the Prospecting and Outreach Summit. And I can only promise you that, yeah, we're gonna have some fun and we're gonna learn. We're gonna learn a lot because 2023 is around the corner. So we need to be prepared. And what's the best way to prepare? Well, instead of paying for consultants, I'm actually bringing them to talk for you guys for free. So go to bizbeesummit.com, subscribe, and there you go. And I'm excited to meet you on the summit. This year is going to be virtual. We're going to try our best for the next year to make it a physical where we're going to fly all the speakers here in Macedonia. That's all I really had for today, guys. Do have a great day, because I'm really excited for how this is going to came out. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.